Church history, some of the greatest Christians, walking in the power of the Spirit, never knew prosperity at all. Did he know it? In the physical world, no. Your light shines the brightest when your life is just crushed in. Your marriage is crushed in, broken, and ended. And your finances are crushed in and broken. While others are judging you that you're not with God, you may be so close to God even you can't even understand what's going on. This is why you're going to have this next word that we're going to look at, perseverance. This is a key word, not prosperity, not enjoyment. Right there, perseverance. Because you're going to need it when you're walking in the power of the Spirit. Because the world hates that. Satan hates that. So you're going to have to come under this kind of thing. And most Christians think, boy, when everything is just going so great, man, my marriage is great, my children are great, they're all making good grades, and my daughter's not pregnant, my son's not in drugs, and this isn't going on, and that isn't going on, and man, I'm just so great with God. Wrong, probably. You don't even know what the battle's about. You have no idea what that passage is about. You have no idea what combat, spiritual combat, is about. You think you're a great Christian. I suggest you may not even be in the battle at all. These are the things that are going to happen. So, let's stick what's happening in Scripture and what is it now. And this tribulation is related to kingdom. Let's go back up here now. See how we're going to put all this together. This does it best for how all of this works. Because the suffering, the tribulation, the crushing that's going on in your life is unique. Because it is related to the kingdom. Remember how this section is grammatically set up. The tribulation is directly related to the kingdom. We're not three different things. The tribulation and the kingdom and the perseverance. No. It's the tribulation related to the kingdom. The tribulation requiring the perseverance in Christ. So let's look at in the kingdom. Now I've already showed you Acts 14 and what did it say? It's going to be much tribulation. We're going to enter the kingdom. Very few Christians even understand that. But there are those who do. There are those who do. And you're going to find out from them. They know how to forgive. They know how to restore. What Christ said to Peter. Peter committed the most fundamental of all sins. The most fundamental of all sins. Worse than adultery. Worse than stealing. Worse than arrogance. He denied Christ. Which is at the heart of all sins. Every time we sin, that's the foundation of all sin. He committed the most fundamental. He denied God. And what did Jesus Christ say to him? When your faith returns, Peter, I want you to go and restore. Do you know he did not say that to any other disciple? You read 1 and 2 Peter, and we may have to go over and study it. Because what's it filled with? It's filled with tribulation and suffering. The man knew it. The man experienced it. And that's what his two books are about. Peter's able to go to another believer who falls so far they deny Jesus Christ and lift him up and encourage him. Because why? That's what the Savior did to him. First person Jesus Christ sought out after the resurrection. First person Jesus Christ sought out. Not the first person he saw him. That was that wonderful women at the grave.